I think you'd be interested in what I picked up from Duane Kringen,
yeah.
that chemistry shack was not destroyed, but it was moved.
I got that whole story.
It was moved up on Greenvale, on Cedar Avenue.
On the farm.
Yeah.
They had cut it out in big chunks. Of course, they moved into Holland Hall as soon as they possibly could. Mm-hmm. And they had sawed it in sections. They were being very frugal.
Yeah.
And they needed a big machine shed out at the farm. And John conceived the idea that would make a marvelous storage and machine shed out there. So he cut it in sections. The ends were in two sections. And then the sides were cut in sections, big sections. It'd take four or five men to carry them, you see. And the roof, however, was dismantled. But they kept all the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. I think they hauled them out to the farm and dumped them out there, piled on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And John announced one day, "Paul, you're going to put up that chemistry shack as a machine shed. All the pieces are out there." I was a sort of student foreman of his student crew. I was a little older than the other. I had a little more technical knowledge of this construction business. And I suppose I was maybe a little bit more sober and trustworthy than most of the student workers were. And we built we ran a new foundation. And I had a crew of about seven or eight students who, like me, worked for $100 a month board and room. They were all students. And I was in charge of the crew. And we put it up there. It was quite a job.
Mm-hmm.
We had all the original rafters. They were 2x8s, maybe. I think they were 2x10s. It was a very great span.
Mm-hmm.
We put it and we shingled it, put a new roof on it. And John couldn't spend all his time out there supervising, so he left the supervising to me, but he checked up on me.
Right.
So that I was in charge of putting up the chemistry shack as a machine shed out there.
Well,
I married Ellington's daughter later on.